now she is in Rome. Peacefully, she is in Rome. She left Sudan about 4 p.m. Sudan time. Mariam, Daniel, and their children, Maya and Martin, and now they are there in Rome.
On what papers did they travel?
The government gave her Sudanese passport. Also, the criminal case against her is still in the prosecutor. The government allowed her to leave Sudan by Sudanese passport and by document saying she can leave the country while the criminal case is still pending.
You're saying even though she's left, she still has a criminal case hanging over her?
Yes.
And how is this going to be resolved?
We believe, soon as possible, the criminal case will drop.
When she was leaving, did they tell her that she will have to come back to face these criminal charges or that she will be judged in absentia?
Usually, she has to come for the criminal case, but the criminal case also will drop because everybody knows she will not come to Sudan again. Nobody expects that. She can't come to Sudan again. So there is no chance.
She is in Rome as we speak. Does this mean she's going to stay there or she will leave Rome and go to America?
No, she will leave Rome and they will go to America.
Traveling with the Sudanese passport?
Yes.
How did she finally get the Sudanese papers now to travel? Did she have to reapply or were they just given because everybody has come to the conclusion that it's time to let her go?
No, she submitted a request for Sudanese passport. And the passport issued on 10th July, and yesterday the government gave her the passport, also for her children, including in the same passport. And she is Sudanese, and she has a right to get a Sudanese passport.
You saw her before she left. How did she feel?
I saw her 6 o'clock yesterday. In fact, she is not very happy to leave Sudan. She loves Sudan very much. It's the country when she grew up. But anyway, she has no chance to stay in Sudan. Her life in danger, and she knows that. So she feels like she has to leave.
Now that she's going to America, it means that's the end of it. She will never come back.
No, she'll never come back yet. She'll never come back.
That's very sad, isn't it?
Yes.
What about her husband's family?
Yes, her husband is a big family, most of them in U.S. and Egypt and South Sudan, and also in Sudan. In fact, Daniel also, I think he will not come back to Sudan, because also his life in danger. So you can say the family is sad because it's, but also they are happy because their life in danger now here in Sudan. There is a mix between happy and sad.
When you say their lives are in danger in Sudan if they stayed on, what exactly do you mean?
Just 2 days ago, there is groups called Hamza Group. He attacked one of the journalists, talk about the Gaza and the Palestinian and so. And they attack him, they hit him, and they made a statement talking about Mariam. And they said, we will kill Mariam and we will kill everybody, help her. She has to back to Islam. And this is not the first time. Since 2 or 3 months, many extremist groups are in harassment and made many statements about Mariam and also about the legal team. And they will kill everybody, help Mariam. And this is not the first time. She was in the U.S. embassy because this is a safe place and to give her more protection.
You said there's a group that says they're going to kill Mariam and her family as well as you, the legal team that helped her. So is your life in danger as you speak?
Yes, but this is our job and we have to do it. So we can't leave the country, we can't stay at home. This is our job.
So what are you going to do, the legal team that is not left behind? What are you doing for protection?
There is no protection. Now we are doing our job normally. We have no chance, as I said. We know we have to stay in Sudan. This is our destiny.
What does the government say about this? You can't just sit there and the government knows that there's a group out there that is out to kill you, the legal team that helped Mariam. What can they do to protect you?
I don't know what happened in the government, but this is a good question, I think. I think the government have to arrest them and don't let him free. This is an harassment, and this is serious, I think. 3 days ago, one of the journalists, he was attacked in his office, and this group hit him hardly, and now he's still in the hospital.